This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. To New South Wales, to my colleague Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales to report first on the climate. Unusual climates these last years, and this moment is no exception whatsoever. It is late winter in New South Wales. They've had a cold and damp winter with snow even down toward the lowlands. There have been Antarctic winds blowing in for some weeks. And then, beach weather. Jeremy, a very good day to you. Beach weather in August. I know it's not unheard of. Are the beaches filling up? Have people decided they're not going to wait? Good day to you, Jeremy.
G'day, John. Yes, you know us Aussies, we cannot wait to get to the beach, even if it means going in winter. And I can say that this week, we actually had full beaches, especially Bondi, one of our main beaches here in Sydney. The weather was actually warm enough to feel like it was summer. And when I say warm enough, we were getting temperatures that are around about our 20 degrees Celsius. So talking 50s and 60s Fahrenheit. And the weather out there was gorgeous too. It wasn't blowy. It was very much clear skies and it was perfect weather to go to the beach. So naturally, what do? We all headed down and actually got on the sand. But unfortunately, it didn't last too long because then the wind started to come in, the sand got everywhere, and pretty much the beaches cleared out. But honestly, John, even as I speak right now, being a weekend, I can tell you the beaches are actually starting to fill up again.
There's a heat dome over Australia. You sent me the Guardian story so I can see it. It is very hot in the center of the continent. It extends from, if this was a clock face, it extends from about 10 o'clock to about 4 p.m. That there, and Jeremy's around 4 p.m. So it extends from central Australia into New South Wales. It touches the Northern Territory and goes as far as Western Australia. Is this unusual, Jeremy, to have this kind of heat dome in August?
This is the very weird part. Heat in August isn't completely unheard of. We do sometimes get a little bit of warm weather around this time of year, which tells us that spring is just about to happen, and we could expect a little bit of cold weather, but the coldest weather is really gone. But that's normally temperatures of around 15 or 16 degrees Celsius, so probably about 5 degrees cooler. So you're talking about 50s Fahrenheit, but what we're experiencing right now is something that's really not that normal. It's actually quite rare to get temperatures up in Western Australia of plus 40 degrees Celsius, so around about 110 Fahrenheit, and then all the way across Australia down here to Sydney and then even as far as Brisbane, that are probably around about 10 to 15 degrees above normal temperatures for what should be this time of year still relatively cold. But I think the most interesting part is the night times, and that's where we really felt it. Overnight here in Sydney especially, the temperatures normally go down to single digits in Celsius, so you're talking around about, say, 40 Fahrenheit. But they've actually been above 10 degrees Celsius, so at nighttime, it's actually felt really warm. And I made the mistake on Monday and Tuesday of actually turning on our heaters like we normally do at nighttime and then having to get up at 1 or 2 in the morning to actually turn them off because it was so warm here. And that's probably the strangest part, that the heat dome, as you described, is actually keeping the temperatures in Australia quite warm overnight, which is the weird part, because normally that's when it's cool regardless. So honestly, John, we're kind of in a weird phase right now. We are heading into what feels like a summer, but I mean, we can't really rely on the fact that it's going to stay warm, because just around the corner, it could all change again.
You're warned to hold on to your Uggs and your doonas. What's a doona?
Yeah, a doona is basically it's like a large blanket. It's sort of a blanket that has a lot of either down or sort of duck feathers in it, and they're quite thick and quite sort of warm. And I think doona may be a brand name, but I know here in Australia you don't tend to say blankets. You just tend to say throw doona or doona, which is something you throw over your bed to keep warm. And honestly, John, in wintertime, you can't survive without them.
Jeremy, I'm beginning to think that we're two people separated by a common language, a doona. Okay, I'll go with it. All right. You're warned, however, that weather is the weather's coming back. So that's why they mean hold on to your Uggs and your doonas. Is there a date for that? We have our autumn has already started. There are yellow leaves falling from the oaks, little ones, not the big stuff yet. And everything's still very green. But on one weekend, it will just change like that. Is that what happens in Australia? Just boom, it's springtime.
It's very close. It's normally over about 2 weekends you really notice it. So on the first weekend, we tend to see things starting to go a little bit yellow and start to get a little bit of color, and I should say non-brown colors in it. So you see that little bit of yellow with a bit of green coming in. And then you know that a week later, normally the next weekend, things are actually starting to bloom and look green and pinks and all the different flowers come out. What we're actually starting to see now, and I've seen it in my own garden, is that there are a few plants that are starting to bloom, and including some of our Japanese maple and a few of the flowers that tend to be a bit more hardy, they're starting to come out, and the cherry blossoms, for example. But the problem is, John, we have been warned that in about 2 to 3 weeks, so talking about mid-September, we could actually get another Antarctic blast. And this polar blast that they're talking about is expected to stay around for a while. So we're going to get the very cold temperatures, the cold overnight temperatures, especially with rain, with wind, and possibly even more snowfall in our southern regions here, especially on the east coast of Australia, over the maybe the last half of September. So it's a very strange pattern system. In the last half of September, when we should be getting warmer weather, we're expecting to get cold weather. Here in the last part of August, when we should be getting the cold weather, we're actually getting these really, really hot heat engine generated, basically heat domes over Australia. So it's all topsy-turvy. And honestly, I think my poor garden's going to suffer because it won't know what it's doing. But it's we just don't know really what to expect yet.
If the meteorologists don't know, and Jeremy doesn't know, do the creatures know? When we come back, the creatures are available for perusal. Remember the rule. And very exotic, and they will try to kill you. This is the Friends of History Debating Society with Jeremy Zachas in New South Wales. I'm John Batchelor.